to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. Today's topic is debugging SCA components using cross-component trays in WebSphere Process Server version 7. Today's presenter is Lawrence Louis. Lawrence has been with IBM for 9 years. He is a technical support engineer supporting WebSphere Process Server and WebSphere Business Service Fabric products. Prior to his current role, he worked on Federation Server and Content Manager projects. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Lawrence.
Thank you, Joseph. Slide number 2, please, Joseph. So in today's agenda, we will go over the motivation behind the cross component trays. What is the capability of the cross component trays? How do you enable the cross component trays? And how to use the cross component trays for problem determination? We'll follow by references, and at the end, we'll have a Q&A session. Slide number 3, please. So what is the motivation behind the cross component trays? This is a pretty complicated business integration application. If there is a problem with this application during development time, you can use the WIT integration test client to help you visualize the invocation to various components with the request and response business data. However, once when this application is being deployed to a standalone server or an ND environment, problem determination can be a challenge. Slide number 4, please. And the server logs are the only source to do problem determination in a standalone or ND environment. And existing server logs do not map well with the SCA programming model, and it can be difficult to quickly locate where the source of the bad data is coming from. And it can be a challenge to trace the request in a distributed environment, so custom debugging may be needed to add to the component to do the problem determination. Slide number 5, please. So what is the cross component trace capability? It is a debugging tool to help with problem determination. It maps well with the system .log or the trace.log back to the SCA programming model. It allows end-to-end event correlation. It provides a nice visual graphic tools in the server viewer, which can help you to visualize the application flow logic. It can identify the business data that flow across the different components, and you can easily identify the source of the component which causes the problem. And more importantly, this works well not only in the UTE environment, but also can apply to a standalone and a ND environment. Slide number 6, please. So how do you enable the cross component trace? You can go to the admin console, troubleshoot, then click on the cross component trace tab. Then you can select a particular server where you want to the cross component trace to be enabled. In my scenario here, I have the red arrow there that show you the cross component trace tab there. And in my test scenario here, I have selected server 1. Next slide, please. So in this page, you have two options to enable the trace either at the configuration level or enable it at the one-time level. If you enable the cross component trace in the configurations tab, the setting will be saved when the server is restarted. On the other hand, if you enable the cross component trace at the one-time tab and not select the checkbox save all one-time changes to the server configuration file, the cross component trace setting will be lost when your server restarts. In the trace output, you have two options. You can either write the cross component trace to the trace.log, or you can write it to the system.out.log. Cross component trace will log the event, will log the SCA invocation call. In the server setting, you have the option to enable the tracing for all the modules and enable the data snapshot. The data snapshot is the business data that flow across the modules. One of the key features of the cost component trace in version 7 is now you can enable the cost component trace in the specific modules that you want to enable, so this can help relieve the server performance. Next slide, please. And you have the option to control the disk space allowed for the data snapshot. In this particular case, I have set it to 50 MB. Note that you also have the option to delete the data snapshot file dynamically without you having to stop the server. Next slide, please. After you have enabled the cost component trace and have run your application, you can now use the server logs viewer to interpret the cost component trace. The server logs viewer provides you the invocation call between the modules. You can observe the business data that is passing between the module. You can use the SCA component in the assembly diagram to tell you the particular component which this code is currently running at. And it also have the filter capability. Lastly, it allows you to feed your invocation back to the read test client so you can further to do your unit testing. Next slide, please. So server logs will provide you the invocation call between the modules. From looking at the screenshot that I have here, you can see that the first invocations go to the loan processing module, then the loan processing component will invoke the credit score service with the check credit score operation. Once when the loan processing component gets the response from the credit score service, it will return the result back to the check service. And once when the income check service responds back to the loan processing component, the loan processing component will end and respond it back to the caller. Next slide, please.
Just for your information, we are actually moving on to slide number 11 right now.
So with the server logs viewer, another capability is you can view the data that is sending across the wire. So from here, if I right-click on the invoke here, you can see what is the data that is passing to this particular module. Slide number 12, please. You can also observe the business data that is returning from this service back to the original caller. Slide number 13, please. So if you are interested to know what exactly in the component this application flow is currently running at, you can right-click and do a show component in the assembly diagram. In my example here, you can tell that this particular invoke is currently happening in the income check service on the import of the loan processing module. Number 14, please. And the server viewer also gives you the capability which you can filter with all the records, invocation type, invocation start type, invocation end types, and also exception types and FFDC types as well. Slide 15, please. And server logs viewer also provides you the capability to feedback your test back to the testing environment on this specific invocation. Slide number 16, please. So to help you further understanding the benefits of using the cost component trace, I have a business scenario here which a loan officer is trying to submit the loan application for his clients for loan approval. The loan approval process is based on the applicant's credit score and income verification. During the loan approval processing, the loan officer finds that there's a problem with this loan application. Slide number 617, please. So for the existing approach to debug this problem without using the cost component trace, the administrator will need to find out the source of the issue. Since this application had already deployed to the standalone server, so administrator will first need to look at the server logs, and they may need to involve with the developer to understanding about what is the flow of this application and where exactly is it fail. And they may need to add an additional debugging statement to find out more about the source of the problem. And once you have the issue fixed, you will need to retest the application. And note that there's been quite some manual step that you will need to do using this approach. Slide number 18, please. So now let's take a look at the new approach using the cost component trace. So first is you will need to enable the cost component trace in the admin console. You can specify the data snapshot if you want to monitor the data that is going in and out of the module. Then you recreate a problem. Then you import the transfer the server logs back to the read and use the server logs viewer to interpret the cost component trace. And from there, you can investigate the flow of the application and identify the source of the component issue. And then later on, then you can check to see if this is more application issue or this is a data corruption related problem. Then you fix the problem and you test the application. Slide number 19, please. So in this particular case, I have enabled the cost component trace and have the log written to the system out.log. Since I'm interested to understand how the flow of this application works and what is the data that is passing across the modules, I have added the credit score component, income verification component, and loan processing component in the module setting, as well as I have enabled the data snapshots. Slide number 20, please. And the next step is I will need to recreate a problem. Slide number 21, please. And once when the problem is reproduced, I will need to transfer the administrator can transfer the logs, the server logs to the read environment where it has the business integration application. Then we can use the server logs viewer to import the system out.log. Slide number 22, please. From the server viewer, I can filter the invocation. In this particular case, I have filtered with the invocation types. And from there, we can see that there is a problem with the fail import by looking at the red icon here. Slide 23, please. Now we can investigate which import is this referring to, so we can go to the show component in the assembly diagram. Slide number 24, please. So we can inspect what is the data that is passing into this import. And after the inspection, it looks the data is passing in correctly, and that's what we expected. Then the next thing, slide number 25, please. So the next thing is to identify the module implementation. And it turned out that the module implementation here, in this case, is a Java module of the Check Credit Score service. So we will need to look into that a little bit further. Slide number 26, please. So from here, we are going to look at the component implementation. We can see that the application is trying to get the first names field in the customer data object. However, the customer schema definition does not contain a name called first names. It has the name specified as the first name. Since there is a mismatch with the customer field value, this concludes that the problem is in the application itself. Slide number 27, please. So after fixing the implementation in the credit score module, you can now use the load into test client feature in the server viewer. Slide number 28, please. And now this will take you back into your Vita integration test client where you can do your unit testing. Looks at the data that it was previously entered was saved, and you can see that the first name currently at Lawrence, last name is Louis, etc. So slide number 29, please. And once the test is completed, you can now deploy your applications to your servers again. Slide number 30, please. In summary, cost component trace is an excellent tool for problem determination. And cost component trace helps you to visualize the SCA cost across the module without you having adding in additional debug statement in your code. and cost component trace help you to identify the source of the problem, and you can apply it not only in the UT environment, but this can also apply to a standalone server or a distributed environment. Next slide, please. So here are some of the references about more information for Process Server version 7 cost component trace, as well as where you can download the latest fix pack. Slide number 32, please. And I want to say thanks to Kelvin Barker for providing me a valuable feedback to my presentation. Number 33, please. So this chart includes a number of sites that provide the valuable online resources for WebSphere products. This concludes my presentation. Back to you, Joseph.
Thank you, Lawrence, for a great presentation. At this point in time, Lexi, we would like to open the lines for questions.
So far, there are no questions in queue.
Thank you, Lexi. At this time, we will conclude the presentation.